Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Dishutarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivarshadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. This Krishna consciousness movement is very important for this world. There are so many problems all over the world. And all the political leaders are coming, but they cannot solve those problems. With the passing of time, the problems are increasing. Now, if we look at the problem, what is the cause of the problem? The cause of the problem is everyone is trying to enjoy, thinking that he is the Lord and Master. That is the material nature. Didn't I say it before? The difference between material nature and spiritual nature. What is the difference between material nature and spiritual nature? Who remembers? Yes, Abhacharan?
Was it spiritual nature? Krishna is in the center. And in material nature, I am.
Yes. Do you remember? Material nature is where we make ourselves the center. And spiritual nature is the nature where Krishna is the center. Now, when I put myself in the center, then what naturally happens? When I put myself in the center, what naturally happens? I think that this whole world belongs to me. Doesn't it happen? But is that reality? Am I, like when we see like ourselves, are we ourselves the center of this whole creation? No. But that is the effect of the illusory energy of the Lord. Illusory energy. That is making us think what is not real. I am not the center. I am not the Lord and Master. I am not the controller. I am not the proprietor. But I am thinking I am. And that is the case with everyone in this material nature. And everyone is trying to lord over this material nature. Now, when everybody tries to become the Lord and Master, then what happens? Naturally, there's conflict. Therefore, the material world, in the material world, conflict, fight, animosity become naturally manifest. It may happen individually, or it may happen collectively. Like individually, I'm thinking I'm the greatest, I'm the supreme controller. And in a bigger scale, different nations are thinking I'm the greatest. Every nation is thinking I'm the greatest, or I should become the greatest. America is thinking, I am the greatest. And sometimes some nations do become greatest. But that doesn't last for very long because that's not real. There was a time when the Romans were thinking that they were the greatest. Then came the time when the colonials thought, the English, the British, the Spanish, the Portuguese, the French, they started to think that we are the greatest, we are going to control the whole world. And then came a phase when some nation like America is thinking, we are the greatest. Then China is thinking, why should America be the greatest? We will become the greatest. Russia is thinking, we'll become the greatest. And as a result of that, you can see there is so much conflict. At home also, there are two brothers in a family. One brother is thinking, why should he be the great? I am the greatest. One brother is thinking that, he is senior to me, that's why he's thinking he's the greatest, but he's an idiot. I am the greatest. So, husband is thinking, the wife is thinking, why he is thinking that he is the Lord and Master. I am the Lord and Master. So this is a natural phenomena of the material nature. What is the bottom of it? Everyone is thinking, I am the center, individually or collectively. But in reality, who is the center? Who is the proprietor? Who is the creator? Who is the controller? Krishna. Therefore, it is very important that this knowledge spreads. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Especially the age of Kali is the age of quarrel and conflict. Age of Kali is the age of fight. Therefore, it is very important that we try to avoid this tendency. As it is, the material nature is like that, and the Kali Yuga, it becomes very, very intense. In the age of Kali, this tendency becomes very intense. Other ages, it was not so bad. There used to be fight, but not so intense. Like, say for example, the Vedic culture is Varnashram. And when you have Varnashram, then everybody accepts the situation. Oh, he's a Brahmana, he's superior. Kshatriyas, and he also thinks that Brahmins are the superior. Although I am the king, but he is superior to me. And then the Vaishyas are there, the Sudras are there. And the Brahmanas are qualified. The qualification of a Brahmana is that he is detached. That's why he did not want to exploit others. And that's why he could be a proper guide. He could advise completely selflessly, without any selfish motivation. And people used to accept their advice. But in the age of Kali, what happened? The Brahmanas started to destroy the Vedic culture. What the Brahmanas did, because they were the head, but they were not qualified. They didn't have the knowledge. And on top of everything, it is said that some Rakshasas will take birth in the Brahminical family. Taking advantage of the Vedic scriptures, they will destroy the Vedic culture. So as a result of that, when the Brahminical culture, when the guides were gone, then the whole society became chaotic. If we look at the history of India, what do we see? Brahmanas deviated. Therefore, the Kshatriyas didn't want to take their superiority. They thought these people are just a bunch of rascals. They're simply trying to take advantage of everybody. And when the Kshatriyas didn't have the Brahmanas to guide them, they started to fight among themselves. And when they started to fight among themselves, they became weak. And then the foreign invaders came, took advantage of the fight, entered into India. Just by taking advantage of this conflict among these Indian rulers, kings, the foreign invaders could come in. And then came the British. First the Muslims ruled over India, then came the British. And what did the British do? How many of you have read the history? It seems very important actually to know the history. British came to do business in India, but they had a hidden agenda. When they came, what did they do? They took advantage of the fight between the Indians. Like there was this Lord Clive, he got into a fight with the ruler of Bengal. His name was Sirajuddullah. He's a Muslim, Nawab, a Muslim king. But Sirajuddullah's general was Mirzafar. So British actually bribed him and told him that, look, we will attack, but you don't fight. And we'll defeat him, and we'll make you the king. And that's what happened. In the field of Palasi, the battle took place. Mirzafar was standing with his whole army. Sirajuddullah was defeated. They made Mirzafar the Nawab, but he was a puppet in the hand of the British. British took over. British actually started to rule, and he was just a puppet figure. And that also only for some time, and then they got rid of him. They set up their colony in Bengal, and then you can see gradually what happened. And it's all taking advantage of the conflict between the Indians. Whether it's Hindus or Muslim doesn't matter, but taking advantage of the internal conflict, the foreigners came into India. And so this is how we can see, like, how it is due to the conflict among the people that Kali is spreading his influence. Kali's business is to establish adharma. Dharma, adharma. Opposite to dharma is adharma. Like dharma's sign of dharma, or as it says, the pillars of dharma are cleanliness, truthfulness, austerity, mercy. Sattam, saucham, tapo, daya. Truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, and austerity. And so what are the opposite to that? This is symbolic to dharma. So opposite to dharma means, as we know all, meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling. And today we can see, today who is ruling this world? Is dharma ruling or adharma ruling? Everywhere there is meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling. Like recently I got to know in America, you see, many, many Americans are becoming addicted to drugs. Now in America, marijuana, ganja, is becoming legal. You can smoke ganja. And ganja is allowed because it is like nimbu pani nowadays. It's very very small effect, very compared to. And what is the heavy drugs? The heavy drugs are called opiates. Like they're derived from opium, afim. You know, afim is very strong. And they derive from afim, that means they become so much stronger. They are called heroin, etc. And now I heard that China is making a chemical drug that is 100 times stronger than heroin. And because it is chemical, it is cheap. You see, heroines and other things, you have to cultivate opium. You grow opium. From opium, you have to make the extract. Opium is expensive. Extract of opium becomes even more expensive. But this is, you can make in the factory, chemically. And what they're doing, China is supplying all this to Mexico, which is just next to America, south of America. And they are actually smuggling that inside America. From this drug alone, last year 72,000 people died. 72,000 or more. Anyway, just from one drug, just consider, 72,000 people died. And what is happening? These people died, and the thing about these drugs, what happens, especially this one, once you take, you get into the euphoria, a very nice kind of a feeling. And this lasts only for a short time. But the experience of that euphoria is so high that you want to get into that mood again. Therefore, once you take it, you get hooked. And not only that, you have to increase the dose. Because you see, like, everybody wants to enjoy, right? And the enjoyment is actually a state of mind. So these drugs actually artificially makes your consciousness into a kind of an ecstatic state. So once you got the taste of it, you want to get into that again and again and again. And then what happens when somebody gets addicted? He becomes useless. He can't work. He can't be normal. So this is how, you see, the whole nation of America is being crippled gradually. And it's a conspiracy of China. And that is why Donald Trump actually wants to build a wall across, dividing America and Mexico. And recently I heard one possibility. You see, those people, those who are pushing these drugs, I'm sorry, I think it's not 72 million, it's 720 million people died. Anyway, these people in the border, those who smuggle them, they're fully armed. with weapons. And America is sending their army to deal with them. And there may be a war. Not in between the nations, but in the drug dealers and the American army. You can well imagine how powerful they are. Now, you see, just to give you an idea what the state of affairs in the world is. It's happening in India also. In India also, actually, whole world does what America does nowadays. They think the real thing, progressive, sign of progress is to do what the Americans are doing. Indian youth is thinking, not all, but many of them are thinking, oh, Americans are taking drugs, let's also take drugs. And Pakistan is taking advantage. Pakistan is supplying drugs to India. You see, that's what the enemies will do. To weaken you, they will take. And I heard that what they're, you know, drones, the planes that fly on its own, the Pakistanis are using the drones to smuggle drugs into India. And that's why Indian government has banned the flying of drones. But I don't know how it will affect, because they are not doing the smuggling drones, smuggling drugs and drones in the cities, they are doing across the border. Anyway, this is how, you see, the technological development is becoming so destructive, you know, like people are taking advantage to harm the society, to damage the society. Anyway, so now let's go to the bottom of it. Why all these things are happening? Simple reason, everyone is putting himself in the center, individually or collectively. Now tell me, what is the solution? The root cause of this problem is materialism, which is based on, in simple word, false ego. Everyone is thinking, I am the greatest, this world is for my enjoyment. But you can see, while they're enjoying what they're doing, they're killing themselves. Those who are taking drugs, they're killing themselves. Those who are smuggling drugs, they're killing themselves because they're fighting. That's another statistic. 200,000 people, 200,000 drug dealers in Mexico died between their internal conflict. They're fighting among themselves. You know, one group is saying that, why do you come to my territory? The other group says, what makes you think that is your territory? And bang, 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 bang. Dead. So, now we have detected what is the root of the problem. Now, do we know the solution to the problem? Dhira Gaura? Put Krishna in the center. Yes. Make everybody understand that Krishna is the center. We are not the center. It's Krishna in the center. To make us understand that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came himself. Krishna came himself as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To make the world understand that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Srila Prabhupada. And to execute that, to continue to do that, Srila Prabhupada created ISKCON. If ISKCON was not there, what would have happened to this movement? After Prabhupada's disappearance, we have seen what happened to ISKCON. ISKCON would have been finished. But ISKCON didn't disintegrate, ISKCON didn't collapse, because the way Srila Prabhupada structured it. And the important aspect of the structure is two things. Srila Prabhupada is the head. And the collective concept of management. Together you manage. First, the GBC, ultimate managing authority. Then it comes to a temple. Temple are independent unit where the temple president along with the other devotees are managing the temple. So, the collective concept of management. That is what actually saved this movement from disintegrating. Now, in order to remain collective, we have meaning, we have to remain united. So, if we don't, you see, again, it is, see, what is Kali trying to do? Kali trying to divide through quarrel. Okay, an important consideration. Take note. Kali means quarrel. And Kali's father and mother are anger and envy. Anger and envy. Krodh and hingsha. So now you see how Kali is born. Wherever there is envy and anger, it immediately sparks into quarrel. So, Kali, it is the age of Kali, and Kali will always try to divide. Now, how to avoid this possibility of being divided? How to avoid the possibility of being divided? Pramabhakti, how to avoid the possibility of being divided?
If we think that we are the servant of Krishna, and if we
give the Krishna clear answer, Krishna. Clear answer. What is opposite here, Radharani? Yes, unity. Division, divide and unite. Isn't it the opposite? We have to remain united. We have to become united. Now, how to remain united? Well, the natural answer will be to put Krishna in the center, as we have already discussed. But when you don't know Krishna, how can we remain united? That unity comes with relationship. Relationship. When, like for example, the father and mother has relationship with their children. Isn't the family united on the basis of that? What is that? Because they are related to each other. It's a relationship that brings them together. And the basis of relationship is? What is the basis of relationship? Very good. Love is the basis of relationship. When you love, there is relationship. When there is no love, there is no relationship. Friends are friends with each other because there is love. Do the enemies become friends? They may try to become friends by forgetting the animosity and developing love. So that is how we actually have to see how to develop relationship. Now here I'll tell you one problem that I'm noticing. I have disciples, say even here. When you become disciples or you develop a relationship with me. But often what happens, you have relationship with me, but you don't have relation, you don't develop relationship among yourselves. So that is one thing, that one of the important things that we have to consider. That when we are here, we have to develop relationship among ourselves. And okay, then you can say that the basis of the relationship is Guru Maharaj. But I'll say, if you do that, then you will create one small unit around your Guru Maharaj. But how to unite with the devotees of other gurus? The secret is Prabhupada. We have to see that we all are related to Srila Prabhupada, and that is how we'll develop the unity among the devotees of ISKCON. It shouldn't be just some cliche. Cliche means just some old saying which is, doesn't have any meaning. Oh, Prabhupada is a founder acharya. Prabhupada is a founder acharya. But what is Prabhupada in my life? That is what we have to consider. Who is Srila Prabhupada to me? Then when we see Srila Prabhupada, put Srila Prabhupada in the center, then we also see how others are also related to Srila Prabhupada. That is how we have to bring about the unity. So please work together, like, to achieve that attitude, to achieve that mentality. If there is any difficulty, okay, there will be conflict. There will be conflict. It cannot be avoided. But the thing is, the one who is more advanced, he'll take a humble position and try to make things resolve nicely. So that is the secret. We will see how advanced you are by seeing how humble you have become to just compromise and make peace. In a family, two brothers are fighting. Elder brother and younger brother. So who should take the role of making peace among themselves? Or should we expect that the younger brother will do that? If the younger brother does that, then we have to say that the younger brother is the elder brother. He is more advanced. So take it upon yourselves. When there is a possibility of fight, let us see who is more advanced. If both of you keep on fighting, then also both of you are third-class devotees. You didn't make any advancement. But one who is more advanced, he'll call the other person and say, Prabhu, let's sit together and see how to resolve this. And if you can't do that, then go to a senior devotee to make peace. But try to resolve it among yourselves, because the onus of advancing in your spiritual life lies on you. It's you that have to make spiritual advancement. Nobody can actually push you to become advanced. It is our own responsibility. Others can guide us, help us. But ultimately, ultimate consideration is that when we leave this world, we have to go alone. It is we individually have to decide where we want to go, how we want to go. So let's start practicing it with the understanding that charity begins at home. I have to start with myself. Let me become a good devotee before I try to make others into good devotees. Okay. Is the message clear to all of you?
Yes.
Will you become Ke Kolir Chala? Or will you become Mahaprabhu's servant? Very good. Let's become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant. And what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching us? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. This is the problem of this world. Dhanam, janam, sundarim. But our mood is Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Kavitang va jagadisha kamai mama janmani janmanishware bhavatad bhakti rahaitukitvai. All we want is that life after life we can develop devotional service unto your lotus feet. Bhavatad bhakti rahaitukitvai. Isn't it a wonderful instruction? And how can we come to that platform? Trinadopi suni chena taroriva sahishnuna amani na manadena kirtanya sadahari. Become humble. We have come here to become humble. We haven't come here to inflate our false ego. I am the greatest. No. Trinadapi sunichena. Taroriva sahishnuna. As tolerant as a tree. Okay, I can't get my way out. Let's tolerate. He is just taking advantage of me. He is trying to, you know, treat me so badly. It's all right. What's the loss? After all, this material nature, nothing lasts. Happiness and play, pain, both will come and go. So let me just tolerate. Taroriva sahishnuna amanena manadena. Don't desire any name and fame or glorification for yourself, but offer it to others. And in that state of consciousness only we'll be able to chant the holy name all the time. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question?
Thank you so much for a wonderful talk. Sometimes we see, like in cases of conflicts, the false ego becomes so prominent, these concepts of humility becomes hazy and not clear, so it becomes really difficult to act properly at that time.
So as I said, at time like that when we can't resolve it among ourselves, let's go to the higher authority to resolve it. And at least let's remain submissive to the higher authority. That's where you have the authority structure. And the right authority will give you right advice. Therefore, the people in the position of leadership or authority should be qualified. Okay. No more questions. So that means everyone understood it completely, perfectly. Okay. तो मैं बताया तो अथॉरिटी हायर अथॉरिटी के पास जाके उनको डिसाइड करने को लिए बताऊं. उनको सलाह देने के लिए बताओ, ठीक है। अगर खुद ये समस्या का समाधान नहीं कर पाया तो और किसी के पास जाके बोलो ये समस्या का समाधान कर दीजिए, ठीक है। लेकिन उनकी बात सुनना है, ऐसा नहीं वो भी बकवास है एक बोल वो हमको साइड नहीं किया मैम के साथ सुनेंगे ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए। हरे कृष्णा। Kishori always has some intelligent questions. Batao Dhanashri, kya bola maine? Suna hai? You told her. Main bola ki tumko bahut intelligent question rehta hai. लेकिन मेरे कृपा से झगड़ा नहीं करता। सो लेट्स हैव सम कीर्तन। नमः विष्णु पदा पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासुदेव श्री अद्वैत गदाधर
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nithai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshutharine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Everyone, be very nicely engaged in Krishna consciousness. Krishna bhakti mein ke anand mein raho. Aur anandam buddhi badhate raho. Anandam buddhi badhthanam. Isliye hum sab yahan aaye hain. Hai na? Yahan kya kasht bhogne ke liye aaya? Nahi, hum sab anand mein magan hone ke liye aaya. आनंद के सागर में डूब जाने के लिए आया है. यहां भौतिक जगत में एक बूंद आनंद के लिए लोग कितने तकलीफ उठाते हैं, और हम जो जगह आए हैं वो एक आनंद के सागर है. वहां अगर डूब नहीं सका तो तैर तो नहीं सके, तैर तो जरूर सकेंगे. हरे कृष्णा गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि.